In my interview with Stephanie Rubiano, she talked about the online courses she offers through her website. She found that the advent of online courses were perfect for her because the traveling she was doing for workshops took her away from her family. In this bonus business episode of the Left Brain Artist podcast, I'm going to tell you about online courses. What are they? Where can you find them? And how can you figure out how to host one? Online courses for artists provide the convenience of taking the course at home at your own pace. They consist of a series of lessons and usually contain video demonstrations. Sometimes they include audio interviews or single lessons with experts in a certain area of the class. Online classes can be anywhere from an hour long or they can be many weeks long. The subjects can be really anything you can think of. For example, I've taken a couple online classes for painting. I've also taken one for journaling and one for art business. In most cases, you receive feedback from the instructor during the time of the class. This feedback can be in the form of questions and answers on a blog page, or through a Facebook page or a Facebook Live video, or through Skype videos. Often the class is left open long after the initial timetable so that students can catch up on work and lessons at their leisure. Usually after the class time period, the instructor is no longer available for questions, but you still have access to the lessons. Most online art classes are hands-on, meaning you are expected to make or do what you are learning during the class. In the class description, the instructor will tell you what kind of tools and supplies you will need for the class. Some classes are project-based, and you will be able to complete at least one project during the class time. For example, I took a painting class, and the instructor said I would be able to finish at least 3 canvases during the class time. I painted extra between classes because I was enjoying the class so much, and I actually completed 6 canvases during and immediately after the class. Online classes will often have a community component to them. Many instructors are setting up private Facebook pages for the class that students can join. On that page, the instructor may invite the students to post their results from the lessons. The students can learn from each other's ideas and creativity. The students can also get feedback from the instructor as to whether they are properly following the lesson and what they can do differently. As a student, you'll often gain friends by interacting with the other students in the class. Students tend to encourage one another and they exchange ideas for expanding the projects. Some classes are set up as a password-protected website page, and you receive the password when you pay for the class. The website page can also be a place where students can comment on lessons and interact with the instructor. Many artists teach online classes that you can find right on their websites. The title of that section on their website may be Workshops, Online Classes, E-Courses, or Learn. Let me make a distinction between two kinds of classes. Usually, if a class is called an e-course, that means you are taking the class with the instructor and other students, and the instructor will be available during the time of the class for questions and feedback. If the class is called an e-book, then that means that you are receiving a virtual book of all the lessons that you can do at your own pace, but you won't be getting interaction with the instructor or other students. Sometimes an e-course will go on for a couple months, and the following year or so, the instructor will reissue it as an e-book. Be sure to be clear on what you are getting when you pay for a class. Many people prefer ebooks because they can do the class at their own pace. You can also find online classes on websites that hold many classes from many different instructors. I'll include a list of these in the show notes. Some are specifically art class sites, and some are a little bit of everything, like Skillshare, which includes crafts, business, social media, and technology. Usually these classes are offered all year, and there is no interaction with the instructor. Some of these you can subscribe to monthly, so for a set price, you can take an unlimited number of classes that month. Check the site you are using to be sure you understand what you are getting for your cost and when the rights to the classes expire. On Skillshare, they are now offering what they call workshops. These are different than their classes in that they start at a specific time and there is interaction with the instructor. The site lynda.com offers many classes in photography, software, business, and design. Many artists use these classes to help their businesses. For example, you might want to take a photography class to improve the photos you take of your artwork for your website. You also might take a website class so that you can create or improve your artist website. I've discovered that my local library provides access to all the lynda.com courses. They've paid the fee, and I can just take the course through them. That's a pretty good benefit of having a library card. Britt & Company is another site that carries a lot of classes. On their site, you buy each class individually, so there is no need to subscribe to the site. They have many craft and DIY classes, including calligraphy, Photoshop, and digital illustration. And lastly, I want to tell you about Jeannie Oliver's website. Jeannie Oliver carries lifestyle and art online workshops. Some are taught by her and some by other artists. You can also find some live workshops that are taught by Jeannie either at her studio or elsewhere in the country. Both Stephanie Rubiano and Stephanie Lee have had classes hosted on their website. Right now, she has over 70 artists who have classes on her site. I'll give you some of the class titles as an example. Stephanie Rubiano teaches dainty dioramas. Stephanie Lee is teaching a jewelry class called Hand Forged, Metal and Torch Soldered Jewelry Class. Roxanne Evan Stout is teaching The Book of Trees. And Jen O'Brien is teaching Inspired Decorating Classes for Summer. You may find that you'd like to try your hand at teaching an online class. I would suggest you take a couple so you know what they're all about. There are so many different styles, and you'll want to get a feel for what you'd like and what would fit the art you'd like to teach. All classes include some kind of video, so you want to be sure you're not only comfortable speaking in front of the camera, but that you're also able to learn the technological aspects of creating high-quality videos. But don't let that discourage you. Most everyone is creating the videos on their smartphones, using a tripod or stick. Like anything, you'll just have to practice. You'll need to determine if the videos should be of you talking or perhaps over your shoulder so that they show what your hands are doing when you are demonstrating art techniques. You'll have to try a few things to figure out what's best and how to set up the camera to take quality videos up close and clear enough to see each individual step taken to make the project. When picking a subject for your online class, make sure it is something that you know well. Look around and see if similar classes to your topic are available. You'll want your class to be different enough to be attractive to students. Do you have a new spin on hand lettering? Do you use unusual supplies or a new technique? Your class needs to be interesting, inviting, and engaging. Don't be afraid to offer a course on an art form that uses a lot of tools. Stephanie Lee has taught very successful jewelry making courses that utilize many tools, including a torch. If you can demo it in front of students in a classroom, you can demo it in front of a camera. Just break it all down into detailed steps and make sure you are describing everything. Market your course accordingly. If it is for beginners, make that clear in your course materials. Then make sure you teach it at the beginner level and don't assume they already have those skills. Most classes will be a mix of written lessons, audio, and video. For anything that is written, make sure it is clear, easy to understand, and free of typos. Ask a friend to read everything to make sure you haven't missed anything, and possibly even get them to test out every lesson. Classes can also include worksheets, Q&As from previous classes or potential students, as well as links for further information. The final step in creating an online course is marketing it to potential students. Ideally, you'll already have an online following. If you don't have a lot of followers, it may not be the right time to launch a course. Figure out who your market is and how you will be getting the information about your course to them. Be sure to use other artist friends or instructors and see if they will advertise your class on their site as well. Use all your social media sites, whichever ones you've been consistently using. You need to get the word out about your course to as many eyes as possible. Once you have a successful course, it will be so much easier to write your next course and your next. But keep in mind that you can run the same course multiple times. If there is a big demand for your first course, if there was a waiting list, that will tell you that you could offer the course again, perhaps in 6 months. Consider making it not a live course and converting it into an ebook later. That will enable you to have passive income from a course for a very long time. Creating a course is a big undertaking, so consider starting with a small course, perhaps just a few lessons. Build up to a month-long or six-week course. Ask other artists how they did their first courses. I think you'll find that artists are very generous with their knowledge, and they'll be happy to help you and give you some tips. Whether you're taking an online course or creating your own, this is a popular way to take a class, and it can be quite profitable for you. I hope this has inspired you to look at the art classes that are available out there. Be careful, you may just get addicted to them. I think I've taken 6 or 8 courses, and I've never been disappointed. Thank you for listening. I'm Suzanne Redman, and this has been the Left Brain Artist Podcast.